Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So, you've been witnessing all of us talking to political parties, political leaders. We've had conversations around manifestos and the list goes on. But there is something that is now sort of becoming a talking point, and I think all of us need to check ourselves about this. And this is the voices of women in politics not being able to come through, or at least given the space that they deserve. And I thought this is a very good moment to reflect on that and reflect on our own prejudice as well as the media in how we conduct ourselves. Dr. Makosi Khoza is one of these people that would like us to reflect on this. She's a deputy president of Abantu Batho Congress, and we will make time for them when she's in Johannesburg, where we go into their manifesto. But today we just wanted to speak about her role as a woman politician and how this the sense of being a woman in politics has affected her growth, her progression, and so on. Dr. Makosi Khoza, thank you so much for making time for us, and good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, Kumedla. I'm so glad to be with you, and thank you to the listeners at home.
So maybe, you know, we take for granted what it takes to be a woman leader in politics, and how it, I suppose, prejudices, or maybe doesn't, you'll have to tell us, your career path in politics.
Well, we live in a patriarchal society, mm-hmm. as you know. Mm-hmm. And it's even worse in politics, because you tend to have a lot of male narcissists, not just men. You know what I mean? So
yes.
It's like, if you are a woman, it's like you're an imposter in that kind of an environment. I mean, you just have to look at the profile, the gender profile of the leaders of political parties. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there are only about 2 out of 50-something, mm-hmm. okay? And you look at even how we are treated when we assert ourselves. When we, like, I for one, I'm extremely assertive. I know my primary motive forces,
yeah. Yeah.
And I participate in the, you know, in the intellectual discourse of the party, in the policy direction.
Mm.
I don't want to be a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that is not, is frowned upon,
mm.
you know. As you know, I mean, when I stood up against corruption in that parliament,
yeah.
It's not like there were no other males who were doing the same.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the only one that had the Youth League marching to my house, okay? And I was the only one that had her children drawn into the political space where, you know, I'm called names and
yeah.
they demand
yeah.
from my children that she must resign or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So those prejudices are there. And also, you know, about Zanele Magwaza, it's
mm-hmm.
a very tragic story,
mm-hmm.
you know. There was a woman, especially from KwaZulu-Natal, as you recall, but she ended up, we ended up losing her,
yes.
you know.
Yeah.
It's very tough. It's very tough. I mean, I can go on and on. You know how mm. even Mampele Mampele was mm. treated. It's like, if you are a woman, you are supposed to have this blind loyalty. You mustn't have a different view.
Yeah.
You know?
So what obviously we get to see is the bullying from, let's say, in parliament by other parliamentarians from different political parties. But what you're also saying is that within the party, precisely because we are in a patriarchal society, you have those battles even within, where you have colleagues that undermine you because you're a woman.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. And there is a tendency of thinking that, you know, of assuming that all women, they have to slip their way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And you almost have to, if you are not willing to do that, in politics, even your promotion can be very slow. If you are principled and you know what you are talking about, you understand stand your own principles that you are not willing to trade off, I can tell you it can be very tough. However, that said, I don't want to frighten women out there.
Mm.
I mean, there is no struggle that is sweet, okay? And when we went to wars of resistance and the liberation struggle against colonialism and apartheid, we did it because it was not fashionable. We did it because it had to be done. You could lose your life and so forth. Mm-hmm. So I think these are hard decisions for us as women, you know,
yeah.
because we also have children and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we have to be there. We have to be in that space, especially now.
So how does then a younger Makosi Khoza, who is watching you from the sidelines and thinking, gosh, I want to lead, but I don't want to go through that. How do we then nurture that kind of spirit?
You know, I think we do need a lot more role models, you know. And I think in this country, we have a very, very bad record of how we treat strong women. I mean, you just have to think about how Winnie Madikizela Mandela was treated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you even look at even the way they deal with women when it comes to corruption.
Mm-hmm.
There are men who are implicated of all sorts of things, but somehow they find ways of doing whatever. I am saying we have to be consistent with the application of justice. So if I am talking to the younger women, I want to say to them, wow, there is nothing as beautiful as owning your own thoughts, your own thought processes, you know, and being able to stand up there for yourself. Yes, other people will say whatever, so who cares, you know? And I am saying I'm very excited because there's another lady, Annelie Mda, I'm sure you know about
yes.
her.
Yes, we've spoken to her.
I support her 100%. I'm behind her,
yeah.
You know. So I am saying I'm excited because Annelie is obviously younger than me. So getting women like Annelie is like a goal to me. And we want more women to come into politics because let me tell you something, you can't escape politics. You can't escape politics. All the social problems, the economic problems, whatever challenges that we have, at the end of the day, they boil down to the political leadership that you have in the country. Mm.
So, you know, we obviously have more women voting in the elections in society. What will it take to have a woman president? And of course, it goes without saying that we, like anybody else, we would like someone with merit and the like, but a woman leader, what will it take for this nation to have one?
You are actually reminding me of something that I was very disappointed about the ANC Women's League, because we almost had Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma as our president, first president, you know, elected. And I think it will have to take us as women, yes, pursuing our own ideological orientation or philosophies and party positions, but we must always remember that we have another agenda that unites all of us, that transcends our ideological orientation. Because if we don't, if as women we are not able to unite behind this together, we are not going to win this war. We will always have our destinies defined by others who have who do not have our interests at heart.
So let me ask it in another way. What has stopped great women leaders from getting to where they should be?
Well, I have to be honest with you. With me, I wanted to encourage young women, Ubuti, you know, you must fall in love with books, you know? You must fall in love with books. You must have this quest for knowledge. But another thing that you must also do, you must learn from your mistakes, because you don't just become this resilient woman who is strong, who can withstand these winds or whatever. It takes you looking at other women that have come before you and understanding how they did it. And I also do think that it also takes you becoming part of the women collective. Form alliances as much as possible. I have very good women that have been very supportive to me, that have been my support structure. I mean, maybe if those women weren't there, I don't think I would be standing as a politician today.
There's been talk of how media itself has also, you know, not been supportive of women. I hear arguments being made to say that, no, you know, we don't have enough time, we don't have enough space, you're not included in debates, town halls and the like. What's your experience with the media as a politician? And of course, the name calling, we've heard it, how people are referred to all kinds of derogatory terms when it comes to women. And, you know, when you look at the newspaper, they would have these really very unfortunate ways in referring to a woman as opposed to a man. Your response to that?
You know, I think it will take us, especially the activists, because the media is very prejudiced. And let me tell you something. I don't know how many men that you know, probably, that have gone to probably 10 political parties. I was in the ANC for 35 years. I was in ADEC for a short while, and there was Ramaphosa. Then I went to Action SA, and Action SA actually fired me, you know. But I keep on being blamed, you know. Each time the media is going to, they profile me. Oh, it's like, you know, you are this bipolar woman who does not know what she wants or whatever. And they forget that you also have your own primary motive forces. You are also an intellectual in your own right. You are not going to be have blind loyalty, even if you see that it's actually sabotaging your own agenda as a woman. So I am saying the media has to start checking in, especially our women in the media space. Whether you are talking about women in business, women in politics, women in the media, all these women, they have to understand that, you know, to deal with this patriarchal system, to bring it down at some point, it will take our collective effort. We should not also add salt to the already festering wound of the woman, because sometimes you find that other females, they would do that. You know, they just rub it on you.
I'm going to take a call if you don't mind, Dr. Khoza. I've got Ntate Selby on the line from Orange Farm. Ntate Selby, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamela and Makosi Khoza.
Good evening, Ntate Selby. How are you today?
Good evening. I'm blessed beyond measure, Pamela.
Excellent. Go ahead, Ntate Selby.
You know what Makosi Khoza is talking about? Hey, it hurt me so much. Because I saw it in several places. Mm. I saw it when I was working for a union. Mm. You find that there's a good woman in the company who can be a shop steward. But other women, they do not vote for her. They vote for a man just because she's a woman. Mm. I saw it in political organizations. Even though I won't mention which organization I was in.
Yes, Ntate Selby.
Yeah. You know what Makosi Khoza is saying, that she is disappointed with the woman, ANC Women's League. It is true. Because some of them, it does not mean that they didn't vote for Nkosi Zanadlamini Zuma because she does not deserve to be a president. Just because she's a woman, she don't qualify in their eyes. I even saw it in churches. Women, they undermine themselves. Mm. And we've got very good women who can lead this country and who can make this country what we want it to be. Mm. But because many women, they do undermine themselves, That is why up to now you find men being in the forefront. Mm.
Thank you, Ndata Selby. Dr. Khoza, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, you know, I think we need not be too harsh on women. Just like racism, you know, white supremacy teaches you to self-deprecate as a black person. You know, it psychologically damages you. Similarly, with the patriarchal system, it makes you as a woman feel all the time, you feel like you have to be explaining yourself, and sometimes you end up entering into some kind of destructive competition. I think we need to start having more women that are going to be speaking positive messages about other women, okay? It's the same thing as if you say, saying black people are stupid, black people are stupid. Before you know it, they start behaving that way. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we need more women who are going to be affirming each other. I mean, I'm speaking from experience, because when even Zanele Magwaza Msibi was sick, I would go and visit her. It didn't matter that she was in the NFP and I was in the ANC. I would go and see her, you know? Mm. And even when she passed on, I was in the forefront there, because I wanted to say salute to you, woman, because there was something that was binding herself and myself together.
Sure. It's a lot to think about. I think we are going to take that and really digest it and reflect on that quite a bit. But we really are looking forward to hosting you here in studio to get to know your party well and to go through your manifesto. So can't wait to see you when you get to Johannesburg.
I would love to be there at Kaya.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you very much for hosting me.
Thank you very much for making time for us. That's Dr. Okay, Makosa Khoza, who's the Deputy President of Abantu Botho Congress, ABC. That's who they are. We will get to know them better. We will host them in studio.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on Kaya 959.co.za.